Simply Done, the podcast network.
Why on earth did you make me get this fucking movie? I have no idea.
Hey, did you wipe off the things that we signed on your neck brace last week? Where'd all the signatures go?
He wouldn't let us sign last week.
Didn't we sign them? No, why not?
Because I'm not going to let you
What
guys
was the reasoning?
Because I said I want my I want this brace clean.
Why?
Because
you don't
because
want it
why?
To be collectible.
Because it's a it's I want it to be a collectible.
How
Thank
is
you.
It going to be collectible with
it's
other
mine.
It's collectible if you get signatures.
If you have signatures,
no,
no, no,
period.
You
want to know how to make money?
Signatures. Because we understand work and we understand how to sell things. You, how are you doing financially?
I'm not.
Okay. Well, sign that.
Well, I'm not getting rid of it. It's mine. I don't want
it. You're not going to sell it?
No.
What? How much did you pay for it?
It came with my surgery.
How much did you pay for it?
I didn't pay for it. It came in with my surgery.
You see what he said? He goes, it came with my surgery.
I don't think that's funny.
No, it's smooth. He got him to throw that in.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. I'm Don Barris.
I'm Maul.
And I'm, of course, the Scaremaster, Scary Perry.
You seem too good of a mood today, Perry.
Well, I hope so, because I want some good news to start happening.
What do you mean you want good
news
to start
I've been
happening.
Seeing some stuff on Facebook.
What have you been seeing?
That new Fox show.
Alcatraz.
No.
That's what you had an appointment with Fox to see Alcatraz last week?
Yeah, last week. That's
well, that was last week because of...
American Idol.
Wrong. I'm talking about our show that's going to be coming out on Fox.
On Fox?
How'd you hear about this?
Who told you? It was on the...
they're doing promos?
They're doing promos about our new Fox show.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is it a teaser clip?
I think so. But, I mean, I don't know if it's real or not. Because I have yet received the contract for it or anything.
Well, this seems like the best news ever. And if you've never heard our podcast before, the three of us were the stars of the cult film classic Windy City Heat.
I remember
the Perry
that movie.
Project.
We were in that movie.
Yeah, the three of us were.
Yeah.
Well, we eventually got an Ace Broadcasting and did a podcast, but we moved away from there. Now we're at a secret location at the Simply Done the Podcast Network studios in West Hollywood, California.
Simply Done
and this
podcast
might be
Network.
The best news we've heard since we've been here. So you're positive about this?
I don't know how positive it is because...
Why haven't I been given a contract by you, Why hasn't Dan gotten a contract?
Nobody gave me a contract.
Well, you're the one who's making all these big announcements about the show.
Hey, shut up! Who the fuck is talking?
Why do you got to interrupt him?
All I'm asking
for
is
we're
going to be
Barry?
Doing a show on Fox.
Yeah, well, you're the one that knows everything about
it. I just saw it on Facebook.
If you're on promoting a new show with us on Fox, I think we
need to. I saw it on Facebook. Somebody emailed it to me on Facebook.
I think Steinbergwitz Greenbaum needs to get a call tonight.
Hello?
What are you doing? Did you do something behind our backs?
I did something behind your
I'm
back.
Asking you if you did.
Well, why don't you go on Facebook right now?
Why don't you go on Facebook right now?
I don't have a fucking computer.
Well, you should get one. It's all
in
the
my pocket.
Bring an
iPad.
Oh,
wait a second. Yes, I do.
Oh, forget it. Just set it down. You know, hey, by the way, next week, very exciting. It's our second annual Super Bowl party here, and we're going to have a great time. It's the Patriots and the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Patriots and the Giants, right?
That's what I said.
I would think the Giants because just on size.
Okay. God.
I bet you're bummed because San Francisco lost. And you love San Francisco because your cookie, the caramel, was the hottest smelling cookie in San Francisco.
Wrong.
True. It was. We heard it last week.
Oh, God. You guys are such geeks.
Do you ever think about moving to San Francisco?
We were talking about that some time ago.
Right, because you'd be more comfortable living there.
Because my family was talking about moving up to the Bay Area.
Of course they were. Between Cookie and Sunny and everybody, they'd be more accepted up there.
Cookie is Sunny, stupid.
Right. And Grandpa Caramello
Grandpa
Capone.
Caramello.
Whatever.
Well, anyway, here's the good news that I've been dying to tell you, Perry.
Talk to me.
The bosses from upstairs are really liking your movie reviews. Because what they've said, you've done three. One of them we couldn't air because it was terrible. But the other two were spectacular.
Okay.
Do you know why? Because you were honest. Because for the first time on this show, they seemed like you had done your homework. And they're very proud of you, Perry. So they're actually talking about possibly putting a theme song to Perry's movie reviews in the show.
Okay. If he becomes a big movie reviewer, he's going to be going to all the hottest openings and premieres and hobnobbing and rubbing noses with all kinds of celebrities.
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to mention here because I was left a message this week.
Okay.
Scaremaster.
What?
Like opportunity.
I'm listening. Talk to me.
There's a real possibility, Mole. Perry may be leaving us.
What?
Hey, Tennis Ernie Tuxedo, would you play that message right away? Listen to this, Mole.
Don, it's Perry again. Miranda just asked me to tell you what happened with Katie. She wants to squash all that garbage. She wants to, get an apology from Katie. She doesn't want to have any problems with Katie. I'll even tell Miranda you both apologize together and let's move forward. We don't want any negativity going on, all right? And as a matter of fact, I'm gonna be your business manager back in Tennessee, so I might be moving back there with her for a little while, going back and forth from here to Tennessee. Her dad wants to help me out too, as her business manager. So let's see what we can do. But first off, she wants to, squash all the negativity with Katie. And move forward. We're too damn old to be a bunch of negative brats and fuck around. All right, let's make everything positive. Let's make everything work. And let's have this whole thing just take off with a fresh, clean start and a new slate, okay? And also, with the Big Three podcast, let's get that puppy pumping so we have the Big Three movie deal Big Three reality TV series happening. That's what's happening. We'll talk.
All right, Perry. You're moving to Tennessee to manage Miranda? This is what you're doing?
We were talking about it.
What in the fuck are you going to move to a different state and manage somebody for.
And if you, on top of it, if you move with Tennessee, we're going to lose our sound guy, too.
No. Move to.
You're going to move in together?
You're not really understanding what's going on. We have a substitute sound guy today, but I think that problem is solved starting next week. But what I'm saying is right now, Tennessee is here. The guy, Tennessee Ernie Tuxedo.
Right.
But he's going to move to the state of Tennessee.
I'm not going nowhere.
Then why did you call me and say that?
Miranda was talking about.
What did she say to you? I'd like to hear because you said in the message that her father is he going to pay you to manage her?
He was talking about it.
What did he say? I'd be very interested
in this.
Well,
she was telling me that her father wanted to possibly move me back to Tennessee to help manage her modeling career. And I was on an iffy scale with it, but you know what? It wouldn't work out. I couldn't do it.
Well, how are you still on iffy scale or no?
What?
Are you still on iffy scale?
Yeah, I'm very iffy about it, and I more or less would be in the no category. I couldn't go back there.
I'll tell you what, Miranda has the right to remain silent, you know?
Why are you falsely saying that you could manage somebody?
Falsely?
What could you honestly do for this person?
Basically,
what is the name of your company, first of all?
Scary Perry Productions.
All right. So you have this company. And who have you managed that's done anything?
He's been an enthusiast for many heavy metal bands in the Valley.
Okay,
many Southern California rock
models,
bands.
Models and
that's right.
Bands and tattoo artists?
No.
Girls who have tattoos?
Some of them.
Who have you ever gotten a dime for?
Okay. For instance, Rivet. When they started out.
Rivet.
What did...
The Rock World.
Well,
wait
a minute.
Scene.
Hold on. But where did they get paid?
You know what?
You got them a job where they got made money.
They didn't make money. They paid the club. And sometimes they paid me.
How much did they pay you?
You know what? Read Rock City News if you want to see what Scaremaster can do for you. Thank you.
Thank you. See, Mole's answering all my questions.
Excuse me.
Thank you very much, Mole.
You're welcome.
Okay, but the point is, he's going to go... How old is Miranda?
Oh, 21, 22.
21. You're going to go to Tennessee with this 21-year-old girl.
It wouldn't work out.
Because you know nothing about management. You falsely led her to believe that you could do something.
She.
What did you say to her father?
I didn't even talk to her father. She told me that her dad was telling her possibly that, you know.
He wanted to help take Miranda to the next level in Tennessee.
Well, not to Tennessee, because that's where Miranda's from.
Okay, what connections do you have in Tennessee?
JCPenney catalog she could do. She's a terrific looking girl.
She's a cute girl. She's already won some shit with the modeling business that she's done.
Okay.
But I mean, I would like bring her whatever she needs.
She could do clothes, she could do the
food. Hold on. You seem very aware of what's going on here, Mo, but I think your eyes are closed.
Modeling. Okay. Any modeling.
All right, let's try this.
We go back to the beginning of the podcast because I just realized the great Elvis lights aren't on. Can we start again?
Can you push that over there?
How do I push it on?
Just turn your head. Just turn your neck.
I can't turn my head, you fucking asshole. I got my fucking brace on, you jagoff.
Turn your neck and you can see the switch.
Yeah, turn my neck. Yeah, right.
You got it.
God damn.
What?
Okay, well, let's do some regular stuff we do here on the show. This next thing, this is where we let you, the audience, get involved with this. This is where you can get a shout-out during our show. It's time once again for the $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
All right, now, if you've never heard our show before, here's how this works.
We talk about our own personal lives and pop culture.
Well, we sure do. That's what our show is known for. But in this segment, the $10 shout-out, what we do is this. Let's say you want to get mentioned on our show, or what the kids are calling a shout-out.
Right.
You send us $10 cash, no checks, no money orders, nothing legally binding. Send it to us at 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046.
Forgive me, I'm really good, Dan. Sweet.
Okay. All right, this first letter is from, let's see, Catherine C-O-S-S-U. Cusu?
Cusu.
Does that mean anything to you?
C-O...
Okay. Dear Perry, listening to your podcast, it is clear there is friction between you and Rucka Rucka Ali, especially when he suggested pursuing a relationship with your daughter. However, it would appear that you have allowed love to blossom despite your hatred for him. The attached photo was put up on your daughter's website just 2 days ago. Kudos to you, Perry, for allowing these two kids to get an opportunity to find each other in life. Sincerely, Kathy Costco. That's Rucka Rucka. I know that.
Oh, it's Rucka Rucka and Stan Master's daughter?
No.
You're sure? When's the last time you saw your daughter?
That's not my... There might be... Wait.
Let me see. I'll tell you if it's your daughter. Okay, that's Rucka Rucka. Yeah, Scare Master, that's your daughter.
All right, David. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, that's your daughter.
It's nice to see the two of them together. Wow. Here's our next shout-out. This really is from Chester letter. Arthur. Oh, he sent $10. Amol, would you mind reading this for us?
Dear Mr. Caravello, my name is Chester. I'm a big fan. I listen to podcasts all the time. I feel sorry, Evan. I want to tell, and I'm greatly pained every time you and Dan need money. I'm sorry that you've fallen on some hard financial times. You don't have more money in your pocket. You deserve to be famous and rich, not poor. For I have an offer for you that I hope will make things better. I'll give you $5,000 for your trophy.
What
you
what
got
trophy?
For your award-winning performance in Windy City Heat. I happen to be a collector of Hollywood memorabilia. No, for a fact that someday the trophy will be worth at least five times that amount.
Whoa.
I know this trophy has sentimental value for you, but remember that lots of movie stars and athletes sell their awards. Even William Refrigerator Perry sold the Super Bowl ring when times got tough. He was in our movie. I promise that someday I will sell the trophy back to you for $10,000 if you are interested and have the money to pay me for it. And if you don't want to buy it back, the trophy will always look good in my house. Please say on the podcast whether the answer is yes or no. If you say yes, then please give the trophy to Dan Barney immediately. I will mail him a money order payable to Perry F. Caramello. Then Don will send me the trophy. It's not that I don't trust you, Scare Master, but everyone knows your reputation with money, and I don't want you to steal from me. Trust Mr. Barris's integrity. And in exchange for his service as the middleman in this transaction, I would gladly pay him a fee of $500.
$500?
If you answer no, then it's okay. I understand you're a great actor, but have never really gotten your priorities straight. But remember, this is an offer for good money, and if you say no, then I don't ever want to hear any more cries of poverty from you, because this is your chance to put $5,000 in your pocket right now. So think about it, and please let me know your answer in the next 30 seconds, go.
Okay.
Sincerely, Chester.
$5,000.
Now, this is for the award you won for best actor in an unfinished film. From
20 seconds.
What do you think?
$5,000? When would I get this $5,000?
I don't know.
The trophy from Chester Arthur.
Right. When would I get this?
10 seconds.
When would I get the $5,000?
Yes or no?
5 seconds. Four.
I just asked
three,
you a question. When
two,
would I
get the letter? He
one.
Said he's going to send it to you. After
time is up. Time
okay,
is
yes
up.
Yes or no, Scaremaster?
Got to answer right now.
$5,000 for your trophy for Windy City Heat? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Why don't you read this next letter? Here's another shout out. This is from Jared and Bob, Las
the
Vegas,
reason,
Nevada.
The reason why I say okay. no.
You said no. You already said okay. no. It's fine. Go on.
I mean, I could answer
it's
why.
Okay,
I
okay why? No. Why would you say no?
Because I know there'll be something better coming very soon.
Okay. Someone's going to offer more money for the trophy?
No, someone's going to offer more money for another project.
Oh, and you could win another trophy and sell that trophy.
I don't want to.
Good thinking.
Win
good
another
thinking.
Trophy.
And- the guy is saying if he'll pay you $5,000 now, and if down the road you start making some money, like you're saying you're going to, then he'll sell it back to you for 10.
Why would I sell it to him? Why would I get rid of it for 5 and then pay him another extra?
Well, here's why. Let's say that right now you need money desperately. Down the road, let's say you have $200,000 in your checking account. You could give him you can give him $10,000 and it wouldn't be a big thing out of your wallet.
Why would I want to do that though?
I don't know. All right.
It's well, good business, you know. Dude.
Dear Don Mole and Scary Perry. This last year we started working with a man who was openly a homosexual. At first we didn't know how to react in the addiction of our newest coworker and his lifestyle choices. We both used to have huge prejudices against gay people, and we considered ourselves to be homophobic. We have both enjoyed listening to the Big Three podcast for as long as you guys have been recording episodes. We've noticed that Don and Mole don't always see eye to eye with Perry,
nope,
but are always very able true to work together. Don and Mole look past their differences with Perry and accept him for the masculine homosexual. No, I'm not homosexual, fuckers. Homosexual male that he is. This tolerance has really opened up our eyes and allowed us to find the inner beauty of our coworker and newest friend. We wanted to thank Perry with a gift for Christmas, but know that Perry doesn't celebrate holidays because he is a member of the Jehovah's Witnesses Jehovah Witness tribe.
Yes.
No, wrong. We're Jehovah's Witnesses, and it's not a tribe. It's an honest faith. And why is this?
Why is a tribe dishonest?
Okay. Since we work in the health field, we have made a generous donation to the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Caucus of Public Health Professionals.
Oh, that's very nice.
In Perry's name, we have given them our contact information, and hopefully they will be contacting you soon. They are looking for a new spokesperson for their organization, knowing Perry's history of homosexual activity and never having any money.
Caucus.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll jump on the opportunity to be the new celebrity spokesman, just as he jumped on the opportunity to... No, I didn't. It says suck off, but I never sucked him off.
Who? No, it doesn't.
Suck off Randy Callahan. It says suck off Randy Callahan. I never sucked off Randy Callahan.
Get your facts straight, dude.
Yeah.
I got my facts straight.
No, he's talking to the other guy. Come on, why do you got
to
yell at everybody? He's
trying to
help you, and this way you treat him.
Let me finish
reading this. Why would you do this to this guy?
Okay.
You just gave him a hand job, okay? I'm trying to back
you
up.
Thank you. Okay. Maybe he can bring... Okay, the last sentence on this paragraph is maybe he can bring the professionalism back to the organization. Now, the last sentence says, thank you again, Perry, for leading the charge of tolerance of homosexuals in the workplace. Warmly, Bob and Jared. Well, number
nice
one, guys, I did not suck off anybody.
Well, that's what we
number
said.
Number two, I will never suck off anybody.
Hey,
number three,
never
I'm not
never
gay. I am not gay. And the event happened in 1992. I think this is 2012.
Yeah, but you can't say never, Scaremaster.
Give me my.
You can't say never, because what if the Sheik of Araby has a
whole, I don't care,
pyramid of cash? And
I don't care.
Here's this guy that you're really into. Like,
I don't care.
That's an interesting thought.
I don't care.
So what you're saying is this guy with pockets so deep you could get anything you want in this world.
You could save all these kids from drowning if you blow Diamond David Lee Roth.
Wow. So?
You're going to think about it.
I'm not thinking about it.
Are you going to let all those kids drown?
You got it. They all drown, they all die.
You're awesome. We got any more shout-outs?
Yeah, we have one left.
Any money from these?
Yeah, each one is $10.
Okay.
Okay, this is from Mike Tedasco. He's the CEO of the localdrugsearch.com.
They're good. They're good.
They really are. Dear Big Three, 2012 is going to be the biggest year yet for the Big Three. This year, of course, is also the 20th anniversary of Perry Caramello consummating his love with Randy Callahan. After 20 years, not a day goes by when Perry doesn't relive that special day.
Dago.
I look forward to hearing more in the upcoming months about tributes, parades, and reenactments being held across the country in honor of this historic event. But 2012 is also the anniversary of a sad day for the Big Three. It marks the one-year anniversary of Perry killing young Nathaniel.
True. I didn't kill a child that I never met.
He is greatly missed. Don, please make sure that the $10 shout-out is given to young Nathaniel's family. Best wishes. Mike Tedasco, CEO, localdrugsearch.com. And those were today's $10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-out!
Hey, can I tell you guys something else that's going on?
Reenactments. There's going to be reenactments and parades.
Like, you know, malls and schools and stuff. The I got a message, but it wasn't really a $10 shout-out.
Oh.
It's kind of interesting.
Who is this from?
My mom called.
What'd you have to say?
She wanted us to try something because she was listening to the podcast and she loves, you know what her favorite part is?
What is it? Mole play?
Nope.
What?
Guess.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Well, take a guess.
Mary Jane, take a guess.
The movie reviews?
Oh, so close. It was Perry's Pie Time. She loves Perry's Pie Time because she thinks we should do more food segments, but she wanted to try something. She said we should mix up.
Wait a minute. What's the matter with you, Perry? You're sounding like a buffalo.
No fucking way am I doing a whole pie. Anymore. That's diabetes in a fucking pie pan. Me eating a whole fucking pie? No fucking way.
Not a big deal. Let him finish what he's saying. If that's the way you feel,
I just wanted to say what she called about it. I mean, we talk about your mom all the time.
No, you don't.
One time I'm talking about my mom.
Well, you know, I'm not going to
eat pies. Can I tell you what she
wants? Can he finish what he's saying?
What does she want?
She wanted you to do one where you don't eat a pie.
Okay.
What?
She wanted to mix it up. She sent me her favorite pound cake. She wanted.
I'm not eating a whole pound cake.
Just listen for a second.
Did she make this?
She got it from her favorite bakery in Wisconsin and shipped it. She said it's called Perry's Pound Cake Cake Pound. Here, feel it. Hold on. She left me a message.
Oh, you got a message from your mom?
Should I play it?
Yeah, why not?
Go ahead.
Hold on, you dudes. I got it.
I remember talking to your mom when you had been kidnapped.
Here she is.
Hello, Mr. Malinsky. This is Miss Davenport at Exeter Entertainment. I wanted to touch base with you regarding our offer for you as the new face of Mr. Cheese Sticks Indochina Division.
Sorry.
Please get back to us at your earliest convenience.
Sorry, wrong message. Hold on.
Hello, Walter. It's your mother. I'm sending you a cake for your shoes.
Yeah, sure. That's my mom.
Oh, she sounds like somebody from China.
You know, it's up with my dad.
What's going on with your dad?
He's a rogue cop.
Yeah, I know that.
Some stuff happened.
What happened? No, you don't just drop a bomb on us like that and you don't tell us what's going on. What's going on with your dad?
Apparently my dad.
Yes.
Found my brother who was doing those animal experiments. And the two of them are shacked up out in the Wisconsin woods.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
They're pretty well armed, and they're doing, and he's got some pheromone treatment that my brother's been doing. He got kicked out of the university. They called him MAD.
The Madison University?
Might as well have been. Listen, for my mom, can we get a big three in?
Big take three.
Pound cake, cake pound. Here we go. All right, Dan, may I suggest that Perry be given a cake extension?
He's done nothing to prove that he deserves it.
How about he gets all the $10 shout-outs and he proves it with the pound cake, cake pound?
What are you talking about, Mo?
So what you're saying is he gets the entire amount of shout-out money for eating that cake.
What's this?
Well, here we are once again. We're three guys at an undisclosed place, secret location, so to speak, somewhere in West Hollywood, California, just talking about the ladies, and one guy eating an entire pound cake. It's time once again for a little guy talk.
When do I do my movie review?
We're in the middle of guy talk right now.
Guy talk.
Hit it.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk.
Hello, all.
Guess
who go on that phone call?
Hey, Mr. Quincy, what's up, buddy?
Spot on.
Hey,
I'm only calling to say how damnably disappointed I was that the big three didn't show up at my birthday shindig.
Oh, sorry.
I'm very sorry about that.
Well, it was wonderful, and I've got the carpet burns to prove it.
Mr. Adams, I want to tell you, I received your script from the guys that produced it.
Interesting. This is very intriguing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm quite fond of BC effing anytime I can. Is this the Crimson Cranium project they've been teasing us all with?
As a matter of fact, it is.
Well, I look forward to hearing about it. Scaremaster, listen, word of advice. Do not let this opportunity slip through your hand.
I guess. Scaremaster, your hand, hand? Your hand?
Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, okay. Well, listen. I wasn't going there, but I do see what you mean. Anywho, listen, I must run. I've got a sexting lesson with Jeremy, the twink who just moved in down the street. Jokey time.
All right, do it.
Good joke.
What did the duck say when he bought chapstick?
Put it on my bill, dude.
Spot on
and rightio. Good night, sweet princes.
Well,
sweet princes.
I'll tell you something that's kind of good. We did an introduction to Guy Talk. Well, last week we didn't close out Guy Talk. So that's closing out Guy Talk.
You put the cake down. We'll pick up Guy Talk with the cake in a minute.
Now, this is the sides of a movie written by Bowers, Coast, and Fisher.
Okay.
Good guys. They've been very close fans of the Big Three podcast, as well as Windy City Heat.
Which one's your favorite?
I have to go with Coast.
Sweet.
You know why?
Because of his name?
Yeah. Have you ever been by an ocean and just heard the ocean crashing as you're going to sleep?
Yeah, and the soap?
What do you mean the soap?
Coast?
Like, yeah. No, I wasn't thinking of
the radio station?
I wasn't even thinking of the radio
station.
You know when they go like,
it's currently 95 in downtown, 98 in the valley, and it's 72 on the coast.
Have you ever thought of being a morning radio disc jockey or even a late night DJ?
Wow. Like,
pretend you're introducing a song right now.
Hey, we want to send this one out to Scaremaster. You celebrated a very special 20th anniversary sitting home alone. It's called Put Your Hand in the Hand of the Man Who Could Get You.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who could get you, Christine. All right, well, let's get to these sides here. Now, who should read what? You want me to be the narrator?
Scaremaster, pick one.
I'm Captain Caramello.
Okay, and then you'll be the Crimson Cranium, okay?
I am?
Yes. Well, Captain Caramello is stripped into Crimson.
Let me do the narration. You do our Captain Cranium.
Okay.
Interior, Crimson Cranium Castle, night. Captain Caramello is strapped into Crimson Cranium's interrogation chair. His clothes are ripped and torn from his earlier fight with the castle guards.
So, you thought you could break into my castle to rescue your precious life companion, did you?
You'll see him go if you know what's good for you.
I'm afraid you're in no position to make such demands.
What?
Oh, Captain Caramello.
Sorry. How about we negotiate?
Hmm. What did you have in mind?
I give you a hand job and you let and you wait, I give you a wait. I give you a hand job and let you blow me in exchange for releasing my pal Bucky Callahan.
Your powers of homosexual seduction won't work with me. But there is one thing that you can't give me. The Allied battle plans.
No, never.
Fine, then we'll do things the hard way.
Crimson Cranium begins to pull the hair off of Captain Caramello's chest. Okay. Captain Caramello screams in pain. Just a little one.
Okay, come on over here. Sit here so I can, like, yank on some. Just come on over here.
Okay, here we go. I'll take it from my direction.
Okay.
Crimson Cranium begins to pull the hair off of Captain Caramello's chest.
Ow! Ow!
Captain Caramello screams in pain.
No!
Tell me the Allied battle plans, you fuck.
No, you'll just have to pull more hair out of my chest, you fuck.
Crimson Cranium plucks more hair out of Captain Caramello's chest.
If you don't tell me the Allied battle plans, my next stop will be your genitals.
Captain Caramello gets visibly excited.
Oh, now you're talking.
I meant pulling out your pubic hairs one by one.
Do your worst.
Right. Crimson Cranium unbuckles Captain Caramello's pants and reaches his hand inside.
Yeah, right. I'll break your fucking hand.
I see what they're talking about Italians is true. They're hung like greasy elbow macaroni.
Crimson Cranium begins to pull out Captain Caramello's pubic hairs. Captain Caramello screams in pain as we pull out of the room.
Oh!
All right, go back to your place.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I hope that all works out, Captain Crimson Cranium.
What do you think? That sounds like an exciting
story. Sounds
like
an exciting thing. I know I'd watch it, that's for sure. Especially if you guys are in it. I'm the narrator.
What would you
watch
do?
I think I personally think that would be hilarious.
What? Me pulling your pubic hairs?
First off, here's the funny part.
Okay.
You're gonna pull off pubic hairs off of a dick that's been shaved.
He got you on that one. Touche, my friend.
You shave your pubic hairs.
All the time.
Why?
Because I get tired of the itching and shit down
sure,
there.
Sure, of course. It's, you know, in this way, this is like you're able to traffic, you don't have to traffic in child pornography to have genitals that look like a baby's genitals.
Okay, if you want to call it like that.
Well, I mean, I know you have that thing. You have that thing where
it
you
love
child
pornography.
It was a
fucking picture that was sent to me
of,
on
of
a naked
child. Baby, of a naked baby.
Of a child. Right.
Can I just tell you something, Perry? And yeah, I know you continue said. To say this. No, it's not enough said. One thing that never escapes me is that laugh that you had when you showed it to me. Like, it was the funniest thing. It was like a perversion. It frightened me. It lingers in my brain. I'll wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat thinking about that.
I don't remember laughing about it.
When you
showed
me that.
When he showed it to me, he was he wasn't laughing. He was like all into it and stuff. Like, you want to see something hot, dude?
You guys are sick. You guys are sick.
Hey, this is good
Both
guy
of
talk.
You.
Eat the cake for guy talk.
All right,
dude.
let's introduce guy talk again there just we so go. We do this. Damn. All right, well, here we go. We got this pound cake. Ouch. We were going to do this a little earlier, but then John Quincy Adams interrupted us. You remember John Quincy Adams? By the way, the people that don't know him, John Quincy Adams was the producer of the movie Windy City Heat. Now we're in the middle of three guys sitting alone at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, talking about the ladies. It's time once again for a little guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk. Ooh.
Right now, Perry, are you gonna be able to participate in the guy talk, or are you just shoving that thing
now,
down
you
your
remember
mouth?
The rule. You have to eat it before Guy Talk ends, and you have to talk about
Jesus
Guy Talk
Christ.
While you eat it.
Yeah, you really do.
Hit that pound cake. Let me ask you a question, all right?
Is
Hit that
pound cake any good? That's Wisconsin
it's
pound
pretty
cake.
Pretty good. Could be Wisconsin. Could be from here. I don't know.
They don't skimp on the poundage, dude.
Dude, it's the problem is...
It's light.
The
it's
problem
really light.
Is my hand...
Is back. It's messed up again.
Is it still fucked up?
Oh, God. It's It feels like it's fucking frozen.
Really?
In a tub of ice water. Oh,
so
yeah.
So what do they say when you tell them that that's the way it's...
Well, it's part of the healing.
Really? So it'll go away at
It'll
one
eventually
point.
Go away, yeah.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
You got to eat that cake because...
Now, let me ask you something for guy talk. When you are rubbing your sex salve all over your babyish, misshapen genitals and shorn genitals, do I what? Does it help that you can't feel your hand? And it's like a stranger doing it to a child's genitals.
It's fucking, it's weird.
Really?
Real weird.
Does it feel like a stranger doing it to a child's genitals?
You know, it's nice that you're talking about it for the first time.
Is that what this is all about, Scaremaster?
What's that?
A numb hand and shaved genitals, so it's like a stranger masturbating a child? I can't get behind this, man.
Okay.
We've
been his friend. He's finally admitting to something that he hasn't talked about because he's always denied this.
I've always denied what?
What you just admitted to.
What?
So it's good.
Just say it, Sandusky.
Sandusky?
Yeah.
I'm not Sandusky. One.
Yeah, kind of.
What do you mean, yeah, kind of? Fuck you, you punk.
Numb hand.
It's numb from the neck surgery.
Child genitals.
Yeah.
Child genitals?
Yeah. Killed Nathaniel.
I never killed anyone, number one.
Well, you're not brought up on charges, so you got away with it.
How could I be brought up on charges when I wasn't there? I didn't kill anybody with a gun. I didn't kill anybody with a knife. I wasn't even there. I never even knew this fucking little baby. And you're blaming me for killing this fucking kid?
Well, you know what?
Fuck you.
Are you eating the cake?
I'm having a hard time even holding...
We don't have much more time.
He gets all the podcast money if he eats it.
But he's not... Okay, do you want to eat the rest of it? Are you going to eat the rest of it?
I'm going to eat it, motherfuckers!
You got to eat it a lot faster because we can't waste any more time. Perry, do you hear what I'm saying? You got to eat it!
Use your cake extension.
Cake extension?
Yes, he gave you a cake extension.
What's a cake extension?
Come on. The bosses upstairs have told you everything you should know about cake extension,
pie extensions. They never told me shit.
Well, they called us. Maybe there's going to be a change here. Maybe finally the terrifying Tim thing's going to happen. Mo, I don't know if we can wait. He's not even halfway done with this thing. Just give up, Perry.
He's got it. He's got it.
Just give up, Perry.
He's in the home stretch.
You'll still get money.
Pound cake,
you'll still get money.
How much money am I going to get?
You'll get $10.
All of the $10 is.
But you'll get $30 if you eat the whole thing.
$30?
Yeah.
I want at least $100.
You're not going to get $100.
Okay, 50?
You're not going to get 50.
40?
You're not going to get 40.
I'm done.
Okay, well, then here you go. Mole, here's 10 for you.
Thanks, dude.
Here's 10 for Mary Jane.
Thank you.
10 for Perry. There you go. And that was, by the way, without question, I don't even think a woman was mentioned during that entire guy talk. And that was guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Ooh.
All right. Well, here comes a portion of the show that the bosses upstairs have said nothing but great things. Perry, who has done nothing except fuck up the entire time he's been on the show. You haven't fucked up?
Never.
Never. Okay, well, let's...
Never.
Okay. Well, two out of the three reviews you've had so far have been great. Let's see... First of all, what was the movie that you reviewed today?
Reviewed or am reviewing?
The one that you were reviewing today.
The name of this film is called Angels in America. It's disc...
Who's in it? Who's in it?
The great thing about it is three awesome actors and actresses.
Sounds good. Who are the actors?
Well, number one, the leading actor is Al Pacino.
Uh-oh. He's awesome. Italian.
That's number one. And the two actresses, the two leading actresses in this film that are with him is Meryl Streep and Emma Thompson.
Whoa.
All right?
Sounds like a great movie.
It could have been a great film.
What happened?
Isn't this the one that won all the Emmys?
It didn't win Emmys. It won Golden Globe Awards. Ugh. And I'm going to be very racist about this, the way I'm going to rate this film, because it's basically a Jewish movie.
What?
It's nothing but Jews in this film. It opens up where there's this old Jew guy who looks like one of the ZZ Top members, you know, with that long-ass beard, and he's...
Billy Gibbons?
He's doing a Jewish sermon. Well, it's not really a Jewish sermon. He's doing a
like Sherman Helms.
No. It's what he's doing is he's talking about this woman that just died, and he's doing this this thing with Bobby at a temple, and there are these two gay Jews in the back of the temple that are sitting next together.
I know this one.
What happened?
And they walk in. They go, "Hey, you want to play a game?"
They didn't say walking in and playing a game.
But the thing that bugged the piss and vinegar out of me about this was every other scene was gay. I can't stand this garbage.
What garbage?
I'm not gay. I don't like being around gay people. I don't like being asked to do a review about gay movies. It's totally gay. Totally gay.
But what's it about? What happens?
I gotta describe what it's about. Okay. Well, okay.
So it sounds like
it's 352 minutes of gay bullshit.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Did I watch the whole thing?
Yes.
Twice.
You sat through 6 hours. Wait.
I sat through almost 7 hours of fucking waste of time. Yes.
Okay, what'd you get from it? What was the movie about?
Gay this and gay that and all sorts of gay garbage. It just drove me nuts.
But like what happens in the movie though? Angels?
There's this couple, Emma Thompson's the wife, this guy. What was his name?
Martin Balsam? Lee Van Cleef?
Jeffrey
Ross?
Right, was the best supporting actor.
Really?
Yeah.
So that doesn't sound gay. That's a man and a woman. What's gay about that?
Yeah, Jeffrey
but
Ross
the
is
thing
hilarious.
About it, the thing about it is Jeffrey Wright, I believe that was who was married to Emma Thompson.
Jeffrey Ross, I think.
No, Jeffrey Wright.
Okay. I thought it was Ross, but...
You're not talking about the comedian Jeff Ross, are you?
I don't know.
Does he roast the angels?
Bottom line, this guy's married to Emma Thompson, but all of a sudden he wants to go and be with other men.
Well, can you blame him? I mean, have you hung out with Emma Thompson?
She seems kind of boring and kind of uppity.
Yeah, yeah, I want to live it up.
She's a cute girl. She's not that boring.
Okay.
And Jeffrey Ross, I mean, here's a guy that plays clubs and colleges all over town.
Jeffrey Wright, not Jeffrey Ross.
He's cocktail waitresses two at a time.
We're talking. Jeffrey Wright, not Jeff Ross.
Are you sure?
You want to read the box?
No, I don't. You're the one that did the movie review. Continue on.
Do the Angels end up winning the World Series?
No, the Angels.
What's funny about this?
It's because this guy thinks it's...
A baseball movie?
No, it's not a baseball movie. It's a fucking gay film. It just drove me insane. I don't even remember how it ends.
You watched it twice and you don't remember how it ends.
Yeah, it was just that gross.
Seriously.
The ending was where there was a burial, where somebody died.
Well, they got pool holes now, so.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. It's nice to see Jeff Ross getting behind and doing some acting.
Jeff Wright, not Jeff Ross. Ross is the comedian. This is Jeff Wright. Read it on the box. Well, and the receipt's inside, so you owe me some money.
What part of it was in the band America, though?
The band America?
I thought it was about when those baseball players joined the band America.
Wrong. So you owe me another $10.
I don't owe you anything. You'll get your money for this. Stop it
with
the money.
I try to hide.
All right, $20, Mo.
I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. Now I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times that a woman choke can be a friend of mine.
When I
keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden Callahan, on the 20th anniversary,
when I gave you my left hand,
I ain't ready to admit it, but I kind of like that day. even though
I don't like movies that are gay.
All right. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. He's going for the cake extension.
No, he's not. He might get it.
He might get it before
we're already
the
out
show.
Of guy talk.
But you know what?
It's got to be during guy talk. And he's already.
He never used his cake extension.
He's never asked for one.
Okay, well, he was given one.
All right. Enough. Let's completely change the conversation. I'm going to call What the Hawk. I'm going to prove once and for all that this is a real Thai restaurant.
Hello, What the Hawk. Sponsor of the Big Tree Podcast. Can I take your order?
Hey, it's Huck from What the Huck. How
hey,
are you?
Hey, Huck, what up, Huck?
Hey, What the Huck, Huck?
First of all, I just want to say thanks for all the food. It truly is the best Thai food in all of West Hollywood.
You know what I like every week? You know what I like is the Thai food.
Yeah, that's what I just got done saying.
Right. Oh.
And Perry doesn't appreciate it. Has he ever said thank you to you?
I always
ever?
Say thank
no,
you to
don't.
Him.
No, you don't.
You know how to say thank you in Thai?
So.
That's not, oh, no, wow. That's yes,
that's how to
in
say
Japanese.
It inoffensive.
Hi, Ty.
Anyway, well, listen, we just wanted to prove that you are a real person, and we have no orders for you today.
So be good to talk. Bye now.
Well, that was What the Huck. He seems kind of busy, doesn't he?
Yeah, he didn't really talk for a long
no,
time.
No, he really didn't have much to
I
say.
I want to ask him how he makes guy. Thai food.
Probably a secret Thai recipe. So.
Yeah, he's very busy.
Anyway, if you want some of the finest Thai cuisine in all the West Hollywood area, call up What the Huck, 323-654-7952. What's that number again, Perry?
323-654-7592.
Weren't you asked that this week you would say it in Spanish?
I don't speak Spanish.
Didn't we ask him last week to speak Spanish?
Si. I don't speak Spanish.
You
¿Por qué no español?
I don't speak Spanish.
Try to listen to what he's saying. Could you say it, Mo? If we had to do it in Spanish, because I'm sure what
tres,
the
hawk... Tres.
What?
That's 323.
Let Mo give it a shot.
It's the Katie Huck. Katie Huck. Tres, dos, tres. Seis, cinco, cuatro, siete, nueve, cinco, dos. It's the Katie Huck.
Wow, that's... fantastic.
Si.
What the Huck?
Parale.
323-654-7952. Where do you learn to speak Spanish, Mo?
I can speak Spanish. Para la primero en cuisine de Thai. Katie Huck. Tres, dos, tres.
Look at
seis, cinco, cuatro, siete,
he's never
nueve,
spoke
cinco,
Spanish
dos.
Before, and yet he remembered all that.
Gracias.
You couldn't have done that, Perry?
Did he go to the Evelyn Woodhead Spanish reading school?
Were you doing a little Cheech and Chong there?
Hey, well,
were you doing a Cheech and Chong impression?
Little Evelyn Woodhead speaking Spanish, man. Wow.
Look who's doing a little Cheech and Chong.
That's
funny,
just,
funny. Just
a Cheech and Chong, man.
Oh, I just did.
Hey.
He's not here.
Dave.
Come on in, Dave.
Who is it?
It's Dave.
Dave's not here.
Okay.
Who is it?
We're looking for Dave.
Dave's not here.
All right, we'll tell him that we're here.
We'll come
back
later.
Yeah.
Wait. There's Dave with What the Hucks. Hey, wow, man, you got some good Thai food.
Who is it?
Is Dave there?
Dave's not here.
All right. That was really funny.
Did you cry during Angels in America?
Cry for what?
When Tony Danza flew up over the back.
Tony Danza
thing.
Wasn't even in the movie, you fucking
he
nut.
He catches the ball at the end.
It's not the same movie.
Was
fucking...
Jeff Ross believable as a Jewish
Jeff
homosexual?
Jeff Wright. Jeffrey Wright in this movie, not Jeff Ross. Jeff Ross is the comedian friend that you and I both know.
Are you friends with him?
Well, I kind of call him an acquaintance.
Would you? Do you talk to him very much?
Not a lot, but
you
I mean,
tell
when
his
I
face?
See him. Well, tell what to his face.
Whatever.
All right.
I mean, you see him way more than I do because you're at the club every night.
You know, we have one last thing we got to do before we get to our big finale. You know, ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and your hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. But, hey, why take my word for it? Who should they listen to, Mole?
Gray Mac and Hero.
Guy who's a friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Possibly the producer of Beantown Heat, Great American, Terrifying Tim Perpetic.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM. Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality corn only when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. Jeez. You know, that could have been your commercial.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean, yeah, right?
Number one, it would have never paid me.
Didn't he make money on it? Didn't Terrifying Tim make money on it?
Number two.
On what?
On the ASM Plumbing and Porn commercial?
I'm not that kind of guy. Never have been, never will be. Oh, but what happened to you two almost 20 years ago? I got in trouble. Everybody likes to forget that I got in trouble.
Why do you keep bringing that up?
You guys always fucking
I'm not saying anything about it at all, and you got to bring it up again. You're the guy that says you don't want to talk about it, yet you bring it up more than anyone else I've ever met in my life. Why don't you just make a T-shirt? I blew Randy Callahan.
I didn't blow anybody, you fucking asshole.
20th anniversary.
Did I fucking beat your fucking head in for that?
You beat my head in.
Oh, wait, I got a fucking neck brace on.
You, no exactly. You're lucky he's got that neck brace on.
What would you do if the neck brace
don't
was
off?
Don't
even worry about what he would do. Read in Rock City News,
we should sign that.
There's no signatures going on this neck brace.
How about now, though?
Well, you know what we should do? We should get to the best thing that we do on this show, don't you think? It's time again for what critics are calling something fresh, something new. It's time once again for Mole Play.
Oh, yes.
Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
Now, can I ask a question?
No, wait until I get this done. Okay, do you mind? Now, if you've never heard of Mole Play before, Mole Play is a game that we play here. It's an improv game that we play here on the show. And usually, and I'm still not sure 100% if we're supposed to say anything or not about this.
Well, I will say that Mole Play is going through some restructuring.
What is your association with Mole Play, the board game?
I'm not really allowed to use the name Mole right now legally.
But that's your name.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, it's just that I have to distance myself. I have something. I got to wait till something blows over.
You know what's funny?
We're suing the people who make the esophagus tubes. It's
why?
You know, stuff that happens post-chokeography, you know.
Chokeography.
The chokeography of the neck bone.
This is the first time you've
choked out by a
ever mentioned
piece.
Any of your lawsuits.
I don't really. I'm not supposed to talk about
it. Yeah,
this
Perry stuff. Talks about it constantly. Here's what happens in Mole Play. Mole make up a scenario. Sometimes it'll have something to do with what we've talked about earlier in the show. He'll then cast the scene, and then he'll direct the scene. So today, Mole. What are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Today we travel to the South, to Tennessee, where Scaremaster is the hottest manager on the circuit. Heck, he's already helped Miranda become the hottest model in all of Tennessee. Now he's looking for some new blood. He's driving his big, shiny car down a dirt road when he sees Maybelline. Maybelline Johnson. That's right. She's the hottest girl he's ever seen. And she's got little shorts on, and she's walking down the road, and she's got a skinny knee. And he drives up in a shiny car, and he knows she could be the best model in the world. Scaremaster, you are going to be Scaremaster Joe, the hottest manager in the South.
You know what? When you were describing him,
yeah.
I really think that if Perry ever got a lot of money and he was a top manager, that's exactly what he would do.
Okay.
Drive around in a big car. So this is
what kind of car, Scaremaster?
Perfectly cast.
What kind of car?
Yeah.
Since it's got to be a big car rather than what I would prefer driving.
What would you prefer to drive?
I would prefer driving nothing but Toyotas.
All right.
But again,
Toyota.
But now.
94 Camry.
Why not a 2004 Camry?
How about a 86
how about a,
Celica?
How about a 86 Celica?
How about a classic Gremlin?
Gremlin?
Yeah.
We're going to a Ford?
How about a Toyota Echo?
Oh, wait, a Gremlin was an AMC car. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
a Toyota Echo. 2006 Toyota Echo.
Nah.
Just get to your fucking car.
He's driving down. It's a nice.
I'm gonna go with the Lexus LS 460 SL. This car.
Okay, so Perry's. Oh, you love the that. You love Dan's
car. I like that. Dig his car. Oh, fucking move.
What do you like? What do you like better?
Your car moves, buddy.
What do you like better? Do you like my car or my eyes?
Your car.
Let's say you could have my eyes and lips, or my car.
Your car.
All right. So who's playing the other character?
You're gonna be Maybelline Johnson, Dan.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Scaremaster, you're gonna be Scaremaster. You're gonna be Scaremaster Joe, the hottest model.
The hottest modeling agent. No.
Moplay.
So what's your name?
My name. My name's Maybelline Johnson. What's your name?
I'm Scaremaster Joe. How you doing there, honey?
Wow, you are a smooth talker.
Well, you know, we're on a dirt road over here, and I see all by yourself, you'd be walking miles before you get to your next
destination. Wait a minute. I recognize you. Aren't you the top agent here in all of Tennessee?
I'm one of them.
Let me show you something. Relief, discomfort. Now, which one of these I next apply? That decision is in your hands.
Say that again.
So take your time. Tell me, is it safe?
One more time. Repeat what you just said.
Relief, discomfort. Now, which of these I next apply? That decision is in your hands. So take your time. Tell me.
Relief.
Is it safe?
Relief.
I don't think that was... Okay.
Okay, discomfort. What the fuck? I don't know what you're trying to say.
Okay.
Are you going to get undressed for me or what? Come on, we're on a dirt road.
I know that you're one of the biggest agents in all of Tennessee, and you're the person that broke Miranda, aren't you? But I'm only 13 years old.
13?
Yeah. She takes next. Off her clothes.
Next, goodbye.
All right, here's my she nipples.
Forget it.
What do you think?
Bye.
I've been told by my
police
uncle.
Police officer drives up. Please. Scare master.
I'm out of there, dude. I'm out of there. If I hear anything younger than 18,
stop.
Perry, would you let? He's the director.
Fuck you,
Perry. He's the fucking director. Shut up. Shut your fucking mouth. Shut your fucking mouth.
13.
Pulls up and says, "Hey, what you, Scaremaster Joe? What are you doing with that naked 13-year-old girl?" Mary Jane, you play the sheriff.
Pull over. Get out of the car. Put your hands up.
Yeah.
She sees
that
he's Scaremaster Joe, who's a child pornography trafficker.
Oh, fuck off!
Well, you killed...
The scene's over. The fucking scene is over.
You are under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say, Ken, and...
You are under arrest, Sheriff!
Excuse me, Sheriff. He tried to put his nose in my vagina, my private
place.
Oh,
blow me!
Miss, please put your clothes back on.
But
we'll take you to a safe place.
He said he could do the same things he did for Miranda for my career.
And he killed
you're 13 years old, you fuck! Fucking cunt!
Why would you call me a cunt for
that? You're 13!
Why would you do
this? You think you're trying to make... You're gonna lie to me and say you're 18, you fucking whore!
Lick my pussy!
Why are you sexually harassing me?
Mother,
I'm gonna tase you now!
An officer, he killed Nathaniel. And that's,
oh, fuck!
That's Moplay.
Moplay, let's play Moplay. Moplay, let's play Moplay. Moplay!
God, you're a bunch of assholes.
Wow, I'll tell you, that Moplay was intense. That really touched bases.
You know what? It's an important Moplay.
It really was. Maybe one of our most important.
Whatever.
Dark.
Well, I look at the big clock up in the sky, and I see that we're just about out of time here. It's been kind of a crazy show. I would say this. Perry, your movie review is spectacular today.
Thank you.
How about the next movie?
The next week's movie that Perry will be reviewing is The Crying Game.
Oh, that won the Oscar or something.
Yeah.
Well, The Crying Game I will review. Yes.
Okay. And it says here, and this is a note from the bosses upstairs, it says if you sing the theme song, there's extra credit.
What do you mean by extra credit?
I don't know what they mean.
You matriculate faster.
Yeah.
From The Crying Game.
You'll the theme song from The Crying Game, if you know the words and you sing some of it, there's extra credit is what it says here.
Okay.
I was speaking with a very big fan of the show, one of the show's closest friends.
Steven Tyler?
No, is he a friend of the show?
Think so.
No, I'm talking about Dominic Monaghan.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? We never really thanked him because during the Christmas break, he sent us $130.
He's a great guy. He really is a great guy.
Really nice.
One of the nicest guys that is out there for us. So this is, you know what we should do? Is a special little thing. Right now, everybody point your finger. This is a special point to Dominic Monaghan.
Yeah.
Where is he?
Well, he's not here. All right, put it in there, guys. Here we go. Let's wrap this thing up. Big Three! If you want to get in touch with us on the social networks, don't forget, I'm at SimplyDon1 on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook at Don Barris. Perry is at Perry F. Caravello, and that's K-A-R.
C-A-R is in car. A-V is in victory. O-O-O.
Walter Molininski, you're on Facebook.
That.
Do you go on there very often?
You know, I just go on there to promote my gigs and stuff.
Really?
Can I get a plug in?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to be at Lafferty's Laugh Pack in Lafayette. And in the East Coast. So Chuck Norris's Chucks-A-Lot in Charleston. And the Hardy Har in Hillhead.
You got a full schedule. And that, when it, are there dates on that or just...
It's going to be all through the...
Okay, so look it up in your local areas. Perry, you going anywhere? You doing anything?
I'm just fucking healing is what I'm doing.
Well, I'm at the Comedy Store every single night. You can check me out. I do the audience warm-up on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Don't forget my Ding Dong Show every single Monday night, 10 p.m., World Famous Comedy Store. Oh, and I should mention this. This Monday at the Ding Dong Show, we're going to have Perry there. Perry's going to try to make one more appearance. The last time he was there, he did absolutely nothing. But we're going to have him there again. So come by Monday night at the Comedy Store, 10 p.m. at the Ding Dong Show, featuring as a special guest, Perry. So we'll see you later. Goodbye.